Welcome back to Blending Moments by Char, and today's episode is about dating. And dating takes place usually after having conversations sometimes, and you haven't even seen the person, and you've had several phone contacts or messages, and then you've decided to meet each other in person. Well, number one, be on time. And make a decision with both of you where you're going to go that you're both comfortable. Don't go to your favorite place because maybe you're going to run into friends that are going to interrupt the date. And that person may not even like the food. So pick a neutral place. Most people like coffee and tea or to even have a drink. Or they would like a walk in the park or go to the beach and walk around so that you can be entertained and also get to know each other on a very simple platform. The first date, it shouldn't be complicated unless you're a very romantic type person and you know the other one would appreciate that. But you can't be selfish and think only about what you want to wear, where you're going, what music you're going to listen to, and you don't discuss any of these options with a person that you're going to be spending time with on that first date. And please, don't ever bring up your exes on the date. You may have had the conversation over the phone, whether a person is married, you know, they're single, you've talked about the ex-girlfriend, the ex-wives on the phone. So, but that first date and encounter, leave all of that at home because you want to be attentive. You want to show true interest in that person that you're with on the date. Be engaging. And listen to each other. Don't take any judgment to your first date. Through all the actions, not the words, we'll make a decision on whether there's going to be a second date or not. Because people have heard words and words over and over, and sometimes it sounds like a broken record, or they read it somewhere, and they're not being their true selves. And they're trying to be something they're not, or they're just trying to impress you. Well, you can impress a person by being real. Real enough that you want to take it seriously, that you want to have a companion. You want to have a significant other. You want it to be more than friendship. And that should have been also determined through conversations on the phone. The same with paying the bill. If you're asking a person out for lunch or a date, then your invitation, you should be prepared to pay the bill. Or you've discussed it and you've come to an agreement that you either will pay for your own meals, and maybe the other person will pay the meal and you pay the tip. But you should have that discussion so there's no surprises. You shouldn't bring your phone and have it sitting right there on the table and to keep looking at it as if you're expecting a call from someone. Unless you're professional, that the dating time and day is going to be a part of a very important call that you have to take. But be polite enough to inform the person that this is the situation. The same if you were late or going to be late. Show common courtesy to contact the person so they will decide that they're going to wait or that they'll go ahead and leave and you reschedule. Don't have someone sitting at a restaurant or wherever the meeting place is for an hour or 2 hours, because I most definitely would not wait for 2 hours for anyone. I think my limit is perhaps 30 minutes. And particularly if I don't hear from you. And then we'll chat later and you can tell me what happened. Because things do happen that are out of your control. But if you can make that phone call or a text to let them know, that is really good. And it probably will lead to another date. But being rude and controlling and obnoxious and talking about yourself is not what should be on the agenda on a first date. You're wanting to get to know each other one-on-one by taking a walk, by having a cup of coffee, and a chit-chat. Because you don't want to be overwhelmed. You don't want to be stressed. It should be an enjoyable moment that may lead to more moments. And of course, you're going to have questions. You're getting to know each other. But limit them and do more listening. Thank you for following me on Instagram. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And I'm inviting you to go to my website and particularly the page that I have up on me mentoring, guiding, and helping with foster kids that are transitioning out of the system at the age of 18. They're adults. And so one of my missions on my website is to help them. So have a wonderful first date and hope that you have learned a few things and there will be more comments on my website. Thank you.